Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org. Today's podcast is with Dr. Helen Reed and is taken from the launch of And the Stones Fell Open, a Leeds poetry anthology and part of the 2020 Leeds Lit Fest.
I'd now like to introduce Dr. Helen Reed, Director of the Leeds Church Institute. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Treasure. At Leeds Church Institute, we talk about seeking and finding the treasure that is in Leeds. And this book, And the Stones Fell Open, certainly counts as treasure. It speaks of hope and passion, artistry and hard work, community self-belief and honesty, seeking a better and more inclusive future. It's a delight, and it couldn't have been written anywhere else except here in Leeds. So thank you to all the poets. Thank you for trusting us with your poems. And I hope, amongst other things, this anthology affirms you. Keep writing, keep sharing your words in Leeds and beyond. And for the rest of us, keep appreciating the poems, keep enjoying them and growing. It might be a surprise to some that a church institute is a partner in a Lit Fest and collates a poetry anthology for the city. Well, since its founding in the 1850s, Leeds Church Institute has had the aim of supporting education in the city, both religious and secular, and for this to include a role for the arts. And that's why it's an important night for us at Leeds Church Institute, as well as an important night for the poets. This anthology began at last year's Hook Lecture, given by Canon Mark Oakley. And the premise of the lecture was that to bring about the better future we hope for, we need poets, prophets, and protesters to inspire us, to speak truth to power, and to call us to action. Well, the action that Leeds Church Institute planned was a poetry anthology. And we're grateful to Mark for encouraging us, for writing the preface, and for coming to the launch tonight. We know, don't we, that for people who live in the south, these miles north can be particularly long and arduous. You need a very good reason to come. And Mark, fueled by a belief in poetry and sharing in the common good, and with certain support from technical support from LNER, Mark's with us here this evening. So thank you for coming to our launch event, for speaking eloquently as ever about poetry, and for the generosity of your support. Now, Testament introduced himself differently. I put down playwright and lyricist. He's a man with many titles. But Testament spoke after Mark's lecture, and he lit up this minster with his spoken word performance. He encouraged us all, those present and the wider people of Leeds, to believe in ourselves as poets, that we can all use language for good, and that we should submit poems to the anthology. So broad and detailed was the call out. And it was supported by poetry workshops given by Hannah Stone and Khadija Ibrahim. And after that process, we were delighted that 120 poems were submitted for the anthology. Ian Harker read them all, thought about them, weighed carefully in his mind, and selected the poems for the anthology that could work together to express and explore the theme. One name not in the book, but who has been central to its creation, is Miriam O'Keefe. She could spot that coming. I could see that corner of my eye. Miriam is Leeds Church Institute Administrator. And what a gift that our administrator has a wealth of experience in curating arts and literature of many types. So this hope for an anthology became an amazing reality as Miriam worked with folk on the Leeds Lit Fest Partners Group. And I'd like you to join with me in expressing thanks to the whole team, to Miriam, to Testament, Hannah, Khadija, Ian and Yaffle Press for their hard work in bringing the anthology together. On the night of the call out for poems, before speaking, I don't think I'm giving any secrets away, Testament was a little nervous, perhaps showing a little bit of vulnerability, hope I remember saying. And that was before, as I say, he lit up the room. And I might have been a little surprised at that, someone who has performed in so many contexts, in so many ways. But of course, I shouldn't have been surprised, because poetry and the spoken word matters so much to him. And it matters to us all at a deep level, the level that Mark spoke about. It moves us as poets and listeners alike. Or else, why bother? At the launch of the Leeds Lit Fest last month, People Press writers shared their poetry. I'm sure many of you were here. It was a fantastic night. Malaika Booker shared part of her poem about a Caribbean mother's grief at losing her son in World War I. And the words drew me in and I felt shaken to the core. There were further stanzas that she didn't share on the night, and probably for me that's good, it might have been a bit too much. It was a powerful poem. And so on a night like tonight, yes, we're poets and we're listeners, but we're also sharing the same essential experience, that this really matters, that the poems put into words thoughts and feelings that can't otherwise be accessed, and that we're all in this together. And that's why I'm glad you came tonight, that you haven't just stayed at home and read the book by yourself. Although, of course, please do buy a copy of the book to read at home by yourself. It's good you came. And just to say, it's great value at £10. And I don't know how Yaffle Press managed to deliver such a quality product at that price. They've done really well. As well as buying one, you can also borrow a copy of And the Stones Fell Open from the Leeds Church Institute Library. You don't have to buy it. And we'll be sending copies to all Leeds libraries and the little libraries that are dotted around Leeds now. You won't be surprised to hear that we have a plan to send a copy to a certain Professor Simon Armitage, our poet laureate. His recent announcement of a desire to establish a national poetry centre here in Leeds is exciting. A platform for the sharing and celebration of poetry in our lives and in our nation would be a hugely significant venture. I wondered whether in the letter that accompanies the book, I could say the 100 plus people present at this event offer wholehearted support to the venture and we want to know how to help. Do you think I should?
Yes.
Right. I would like to close by reading a short extract from a book by Marion Partington. It's called If You Sit Very Still. There are poems in this book, and some of the prose is truly poetic. Marion tells the story of her journey to forgiveness and breaking the spiral of violence and retribution. Her sister Lucy was missing for 21 years, and then it was discovered that she'd been abducted and murdered by Fred and Rosemary West. In her life's journey, Marion draws on the Quaker and Buddhist traditions, and she sought to learn to write well. And she sought to learn to write well so that she can share her story with others. And while all her life's work has been for her sister and to seek a better future for her children, her writing transforms the personal into a wider benefit. And her reflection on the power of words will, I think, resonate with all you poets, prophets, and protesters here tonight. So we have words of grace. Words couldn't save your life, Lucy. But they are enlarging the place of your aspirations now. Words are close to eternity, travelling across decades, centuries, embodying and evoking fresh meanings, but also resisting the vastness of what is left when words leave. But they have to be found to crack open that impotent place where not to speak, not to try and find words, seals out life. Words can create, can well up from an orbit of love. So thank you. Keep writing, keep reading, keep attending poetry events, and thank you very much for coming.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. To find out more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.